heard a few of your teammates talk about the atmosphere tonight and the fans. What was that like to be a part of, and what did you feel about the support there?
Extremely proud of our fans. They came and they showed up and they represented their coach. I'm very proud of them.
You knew there'd be some confliction there.
Yeah, but our coach fan, they drowned that out. And so I love them to death, and I bleed blue.
What does this win say about this team? Think about, you knocked off San Francisco, Seattle, now undefeated.
When we play coach ball, we're tough to deal with, and then we just got to, week in and week out, we have to bring our lunch pail and just go to work.
Pressure on Peyton. Corey said that was the key. When you guys weren't knocking him, you were stepping on his feet, you were pushing him around, you were getting right in his face, weren't you?
Whatever it took, you had to bite, scratch, even pinch him. Just had to get some kind of pressure on him, so make him uncomfortable. And when he's comfortable, when he gets a chance to set up, he will kill you. And so we just try to create uncomfort.
You know, the one thing we wanted to do was throw the timing off. You know, I think our corners did a great job, you know, jamming the receivers, trying to just, you know, mess up the timing with the receivers and the quarterback. And our front four, they was able to get after them, you know, move them off the spot. You know, Rob had, you know, sack, forced fumble. E. Walden had a, you know, forced fumble. So I think collectively, man, we did a great job.
We feel great. We feel great because, again, man, it was like us against the world. Nobody gave us a chance to do what we did against an unbeaten, high-octane offense from the Denver Broncos. And our 12th man stood up today, and they screamed their butts off. Our players stayed in there, never gave up. We just kept fighting. We knew he was going to make his plays. We just had to make one more play than he did. And we just feel so happy right now to get this victory.
Big plays on defense. You made several of them. Your thoughts about the big playability of this Colts defense tonight?
Big-time players show up in big-time games. It's an old cliche, but it's so simple and easy. We had an opportunity today to do something great. You know, our backs was against the wall because of the media and everybody this whole week. But when your back is against the wall, you got two options. You're going to fight or you're going to fold. And man, oh man, this team showed our heart. We showed the resiliency, relentless pressure to go out there and to just do it for your man next to you and get the job done. And that's what we did tonight.
The assignment of trying to check Wes Welker all night long, what was that experience like for you?
Man, it was a tough cover. You know, Wes is probably the best, I would say, slot receiver probably ever in the game. And obviously one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. It's a tough assignment. Had to gut it out. You know, a lot of guys, you know, back in the secondary had some injuries, but we fought through it and finished the game.
Namely, you were one of them. You were playing seemingly hurt all night long. How were you able to tough it out there?
I had to. You know, Josh Gordon, you know, who usually, you know, plays my position also, he went in and he got hurt. And, you know, we had Twan trying to play some nickel. So, you know, I just had to get out there and gut it out. We got the bye week coming up, so I got time to get healthy. And, you know, just glad we got that team win.
Your night got started with that big hit on the kickoff return. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think we started out a little rough. We were doing some things to try to get the ball to Trendon Holiday's hands because he's such a special playmaker. But I think the hit was one of those things that kind of snapped me back into it a little bit. I had a lot of confidence after that because he is very fast. And I just closed my eyes and ran my hardest, and good things happened, obviously.
Well, good punts after that, but then you had to punt three times in a row in the final 2 minutes. Kind of walk us through what that's like for you and the special teams coverage unit.
Well, I think the big thing is our guys get tired. We got gunners out there working their tails off to get through double teams. And then whenever they have to do three straight sprints, I mean, it's all out every time. So I felt bad for Sergio and LeVon Brazil. But they went out there and made the play. We ended up netting 50 on it, which is all we looked to do. And punt didn't get blocked. We got it out of there. The big thing, though, is guys got tired. And I wish I could say I got tired, but I don't run enough.
Well, I think it was great for the city as a whole, for this organization. We went up against a great team and came out on top, and we're happy about it.
With everything that was transpiring tonight, just the fact that you were able to bounce back the way you did after what happened in San Diego.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to bring this energy to every single game. We can't be flat like we were in San Diego, and hopefully we can use this going forward.